The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday!
What time is it?
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5. The Answer.
7:05. A lot to talk about this second hour of the Morning Answer. Of course, first and foremost, it is Free Speech Friday.
Free Speech Friday!
It's time for your voice to be heard. Call or text now at 877-235-9405.
Free Speech Friday!
Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. If you, like Nick from Saluda, if you have something that's just really been bothering you, that you want to sound off, I'm here. I'm willing to listen. Lots to cover this hour. San Francisco appears to be one step closer in paying reparations to all black citizens. Lawmakers this week proposed reallocating $50 million of taxpayer funds to establish an office of reparations that will ensure that the city's black residents receive the payments, which could amount to as much as $5 million per person. San Francisco Supervisor Shimon Walton proposed creating the office to ensure the city's African-American Reparations Advisory Committee's vision is implemented after it makes its final recommendations. Now, we've talked about some of those recommendations over the past few weeks. According to the Washington Examiner, the current proposal is for a $5 million payment to each black resident. It would include the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens. It would guarantee an annual income of at least $97,000 for the next 250 years. Gosh. And homes in the city would be $1 per family. Now, you think I'm making this up, don't you? But this is a room full of adults who've been put on this reparations committee, and they're dead serious about it. I mean, who's ever heard of paying every single person, in this case, every black person in San Francisco who can prove they have ties to slavery, a $5 million lump sum payment? They would eliminate all of their personal debt and any taxes that they owe. And they would guarantee an annual income of at least $97,000 a year and give them a home for a dollar. Now, that's really going to ensure a lot of productivity from these people, isn't it? And they're dead serious. I mean, they're setting up the Office of Reparations to be ready to implement this. We'll see. South Carolina's top accountant, the Comptroller General, Richard Ekstrom, who made the $3.5 billion accounting error over the past 10 years, under fire from the state Senate, said yesterday he will resign effective April the 30th. In a Thursday resignation letter to Governor Henry McMaster, Rick Ekstrom reiterated his advocacy that the legislature move forward on legislation for a constitutional change that would make his position appointed by the governor rather than elected every 4 years as it has been for a long, long time. In his letter, he said, "Over the course of my time in public office, I've taken great pride in the responsibility trusted to me. I've been humble in my approach to the job and attribute I hope our constituents have recognized and will remember." So Rich Ekstrom resigning effective April the 30th to avoid possible impeachment, I guess. Some Democrats in Washington state are trying to eliminate the requirement for police officers and other public safety officials to be able to read and write in English. SB 5274 seeks to expand eligibility in certain civil service positions to allow lawful permanent residents to apply. Now, a public official doesn't have to know English? Is that just absurd or what? I mean, I get it's one thing in some cases where they're requiring you to know Spanish as a second language, but to not even require that they speak English in an English speaking country? Wow. Governor Henry McMaster was in the upstate yesterday and at a groundbreaking for a new manufacturing facility that's locating here. And he weighed in on a proposal that would make abortions punishable as homicides in South Carolina. The governor talking about Representative Rob Harris of Spartanburg's bill. It's titled the South Carolina Prenatal Equal Protection Act. If passed, it would enact penalties for women who get abortions that range from 30 years in prison to a death sentence. Governor McMaster simply said that the idea was lunacy.
But that idea is lunacy. We will never do that in this state.
One or two, there's been so much.
And I ought to say there are about 4,000 bills introduced every year. Some have a lot of sponsors, some have few, some don't see the light of day, others go right through. That's one that will not see the light of day. It does not make sense. I think it's lunacy. We've never had anything like that in our state before. I don't know if any other state has had it either back in the whole history of the country. But there's no one that I know wants to criminalize women.
What do you think about the bill, first off, and Governor McMaster's response? Again, the South Carolina Prenatal Equal Protection Act was introduced by Representative Rob Harris. He's a freshman representative from Spartanburg. And of course, Governor McMaster has long time been a staunch proponent of pro-life legislation. He signed in to law the fetal heartbeat bill, but says that Representative Harris's bill is just taking it too far. Women who solicit illegal abortions in South Carolina already face up to 2 years in prison and a $1,000 fine based on the law as it stands. 877-235-9405 is the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. It is Friday, Free Speech Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm all game. I'm ready. If you want to send me a quick text on the Big Rock text line, that's welcome as well. And you can email me, joey@joeyhudson.com. I love to get your emails. Representative Tom Tiffany yesterday sparked some outrage among his Democrat colleagues when he used a hearing on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to ask why Hunter Biden has not been charged with allegedly lying on a gun transaction form. At a hearing titled ATF's Assault on the Second Amendment, When is Enough Enough?, Tiffany asked Rob Wilcox, Senior Director of Policy for Every Town for Gun Safety, about an incident related to a firearm purchased by Hunter Biden. We all know the story. He lied on the application. There's a portion on the application that asks if he was an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance. Hunter Biden checked no, even though we all are aware of his addiction issues. He wrote a book about him. This is the same firearm that was reportedly disposed of by putting it into a dumpster behind a commercial building in Delaware and was retrieved. Nothing has been done about this yet. A Representative Tiffany wants to know why and who he can ask to answer his question. And listen to this. He sets it up perfectly.
If a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay. Who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? I mean, he said very clearly in his book that he used drugs. He had at least a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
State your point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
He's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
It's not a court of law.
Okay, so I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want, because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now, and everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
And he's right. We do have a dual justice system, don't we? And boy, have the Democrats tilted that in their favor or what? 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on this Free Speech Friday at 7:16.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
You know, the upstate's continuing to grow. We have people moving in from all over the world, literally. A lot of building going on, too. It makes it tougher and tougher sometimes to find the perfect home for your family. So rather than overpaying for a property that maybe you just don't completely love, that doesn't completely fit your family's needs, why don't you build your own? Build the home of your dreams on property that maybe you already own. Has your family given you a piece of property somewhere? Maybe you bought a lot years ago with the idea that you'd someday build on it. Well, that's exactly what America's Home Place offers. They're a one-stop shop for everything you need when it comes to building a new home. They'll be with you every step of the way from the initial design all the way through the construction of your new home. But if you're like many people, maybe one of the things that's holding you back is the skyrocketing mortgage rates. And boy, they're going up again. Fed boosted them again this week. We enjoyed years of incredibly low rates. Those days are over right now. Luckily for you, though, America's Home Place has you covered on that front as well. They've partnered with a number of lenders so they can help you find the terms and the rates that are best for you. It's truly a turnkey operation when it comes to building the home of your future. You can find them in Anderson and in Greer or online at americashomeplace.com. You can check out all the various floor plans that they have, and just keep in mind, every single one of those plans can be customized just for you. That's americashomeplace.com. It's 718.
Dennis Prager sees nothing but deceit.
The videos that they hid, the lying, deceptive, deceitful Democratic Party. Did I say that the Democratic Party was lying, deceptive, and deceitful? That is its nature. It's not because I differ with their policies. It's because they lie and deceive and suppress. That's why.
For the right answer from Dennis Prager, tune in every weekday at 1 on 94.5, The Answer.
The circus is coming to town.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, the Hejaz Shrine Circus is headed back to town. Let us entertain you with animals, tigers, high-flying acrobats, the motorcycle Sphere of Fear, and many more thrilling acts. Playing at the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium March 26th through the 29th, and the Anderson Civic Center March 30th through April 2nd. Purchase tickets at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
58 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 58 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now, you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson & Son for their roofing needs for nearly six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 58 years. Make it a Joe Roberson & Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Your car will never be worth more than it is today. And at Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney, we're making it easy for you to sell your vehicle for top dollar. Skip Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. Give us a call at 864-489-4764 for your cash offer. We'll come pick up your car and bring you a check. It's really that easy. If you have a lease to turn in, start at Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney, South Carolina's largest lease turn-in center. Visit Auto Gallery Ford in Gaffney or browse online at autogalleryford.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
.722 portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Traverse Rest. There's no bank I trust more than the Bank of Traverse Rest for over 37 years now. I've used the bank because they offer all the benefits of banking with the big guys, yet they provide that unparalleled customer service that only comes from your community bank. Learn more about my bank because I want them to be your bank as well. Bank of Traverse Rest, member FDIC. I mentioned to you the other day that this auction house, Liberty Auctions in Pembroke, Georgia, was going to be auctioning off all of the contents of the Murdoch Moselle plantation last night. The big sale started at like late afternoon, 5 o'clock or so yesterday afternoon. Evidently, just hours before the auction was to start, PETA asked that the hunting trophies, and if you saw any of the photos, there were, of course, the Murdoch family evidently were big hunters. We learned this during the murder trial of Alec Murdoch. There were a lot of guns. I mean, they had you saw images of a room, a hunting room at the house that had all the guns. You saw some of the trophies on the walls. So PETA asked if the auction company would donate the hunting trophies and other items that it considered questionable so that they could put it in their own museum. Evidently, PETA is putting together a museum of things that you should not do. Now, again, this sale was scheduled yesterday, showcasing items including a leather sofa set, dishware, furniture, clothing, all these things that belong to the Murdoch family. Some of the items included turtle shell lamps and various mounted hunting trophies, including more than a dozen deer antler mounts. And this is evidently what caught the attention of people for the ethical treatment of animals. And that's when they ask Liberty Auction owner Lori Mattingly to reconsider putting the items for sale. Ingrid Newkirk is the organization's president, PETA's president. She said in the letter that the items should instead be donated to PETA's Museum of Atrocities Against Animals. She said, "Violence should have no place in our society, and we're hoping you'll donate the tortoiseshell lamps, mounted heads, and other decorations created at the expense of animals' lives. Your donation would help educate people about the trade in exotic animal parts and hunting and encourage them to value kindness over cruelty. There's no word on whether or not the Palmetto Auction House agreed to this. I'm sorry, Liberty Auction House. But we did see images of the actual sale taking place last night. I'm assuming that they denied the request. 877-235-9405. Let's go back to the phones on this Free Speech Friday.
Free Speech Friday!
Jeff is in Hendersonville. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well, sir. I hope you are.
I am. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just, the San Francisco reparations thing, obviously, that's been going on for a while now. Just talking about it. And you had brought it up several weeks ago when it was in the news cycle. And, I mean, I did just a little digging around on the Wikipedia. And, you know, San Francisco's had, like, a Democrat mayor for decades.
Right.
And, but they're doing this because of white supremacy. And I'm just wondering, like, does that mean you shouldn't vote for Democrats anymore? Because, you know what I mean? I just don't understand the silliness behind it all.
Now, Jeff, you're using common sense here. You're getting way too practical here. I mean, you're right. San Francisco has been democratically controlled for a long, long time. But yet they're shifting the blame to, I mean, I don't even know that there were, I don't think there were actually slaves in San Francisco. I guess this would go to someone who could, in theory, trace their family history back to a slave. I don't know how that's going to work.
Right. Yeah. It's just mind boggling.
And how, you know, San Francisco, they're already having, they've let it be known that they're having trouble. They have a deficit as it is. How do these people think that a city that's almost is on the brink of bankruptcy already is going to be able to afford to do this?
The same way the federal government spends money. I mean, if my checking account is red, I can't spend money. But,
yep,
you know, everybody else, but the government can just keep writing checks. So,
yep, just keep running the credit card balance up, huh?
Yep. That's it.
Yep. Hey, Jeff, appreciate your phone call. Thank you for listening in Hendersonville. Tell all your friends to tune into the Morning Answer, please.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Joey.
Good to talk with you as well. Have a great weekend. I mean, you know, Jeff's right. I don't even know how it's possible to pay $5 million to every black person in San Francisco and then continue to pay them a $97,000 a year salary to give them a home for a dollar. I mean, Tommy, real estate in San Francisco is pretty expensive, isn't it?
It's insanely expensive, prohibitively expensive.
So how's that going to work? Is the government going to pay maybe $1 million, $2 million for a home, but then give it to someone for a dollar?
I will tell you I know people who have lost their property in San Francisco. They like annexation. They like eminent domain in San Francisco, and they pay you a fraction of the value.
Oh, so they may just start foreclosing on,
yeah,
on homes that maybe are behind on their property taxes or something like that.
They'll go for the low hanging fruit to start, and then they'll just start, my guess is, kicking people out of town.
Yeah.
You know, and frankly, people are leaving town because the mess it's in. I mean, you can't walk down the street without stepping on needles and people, for that matter.
Yep.
It's from my understanding and speaking to my dear friends who still live in the city, that's migrated out of the downtown, the Mission and Market areas out toward the residential areas, more so than you could ever imagine. Like, what we see on the news doesn't begin to illustrate the issues. And going back to your question, I read an article not long ago about several families who sold their property, or in one case in the story, lost their property, their dirt, and had moved on to boats in the various harbors and stuff around the Bay Area being more than just San Francisco, because the slips were cheaper than the mortgage.
Hmm. You know, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they just, you can't afford to buy. And when you buy a house, you want to talk zero lot lines sometime. They are literally, there's 2 inches between the houses. They don't have windows on the sides, only on the front and back, because these Victorians were built straight up and down, right up against each other.
It's going to be quite interesting to see how they pull this off, if in fact that ends up being part of the deal. Greg writes, won't the reparations people need to pay income taxes on their, quote, lottery winnings? You know, I'll bet state income taxes will probably be waived. Now, I don't know that the feds are going to go along with that. I'll bet the feds are going to want theirs. But I'll bet state income taxes will not be part of that equation. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Big Rock. If you are looking to get started on that project over the weekend, maybe you're going to build an outdoor living area, an outdoor patio area, an outdoor kitchen, or an outdoor fireplace. The team at Big Rock, they're ready for you to help you walk you through the process. If you need some design ideas, take a look at all the various displays that they have at the Big Rock showroom. You can see how natural stone and hardscape would actually look around your home. And for many, many years now, the team at Big Rock have been supplying customers all over the Southeast with literally the best variety and absolutely the best quality of stone, as well as that expert service and advice. They can walk you through. If you got questions, they have the answers. So if you're an architect, a builder, a contractor, and you're looking for a better source of natural stone and hardscape, Big Rock's your answer. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you work in your own yard, Big Rock has the answers for you too. Find them at GoBigRock.com, GoBigRock.com at 732.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.